Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. Smash that thumbs up. Also, download and follow me on the go on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now, let's get spooky. I'm an archaeologist, and I've recently gotten the chance to go exploring a newly discovered area. We in the archaeologist biz call it the Forgotten Tomb of Ra. It's been buried for centuries lying there, untouched since it was abandoned. Some say the natives who built this temple would sacrifice innocent women and children to serve their so-called god. I was never fond of the desert. It was hot, and I hated hot. I live in upstate New York, and when I got the request for me personally to come and direct the mission, I was stunned. I had never directed my own dig before. I had been the assistant to the head director. I assumed that my luck had finally taken a chance in pace. I couldn't have been more wrong. I got on the first plane to Sharm el-Sheikh, and took a 12-hour drive out into the desert by a rental car. Once I arrived at the site, I was a little alarmed. It seemed as if no one was there. Equipment left out, cars parked with doors left open, footprints in the sand going in circles. I immediately called the assistant director but realized I had no service. How could I? I was in the middle of a dry wasteland. I searched most of our equipment to find some sort of reason for me not to fire the entire team for abandoning me. But what I found was horrifying. Where it looked like the crew had already found a way into the temple, I assumed that they had moved down there. That would explain the missing crew up top. I grabbed my flashlight off my belt and flipped it on. I had spare batteries in case it ran out of juice. You never know what could happen. I started making my way down the steep slope of the temple. It was about noon, so I gave myself 4 hours until I would turn back. After I met the floor of the temple from sliding down the sand slope, I flashed my flashlight towards the walls. There were hieroglyphs on the walls. I couldn't tell what they were, but that was the linguistics job. But it looked like the typical hieroglyph marks. Water, man, boat, hawk, those things. I made my way farther down the hall. There were skeletons lining the walls, pierced with javelins. I was nervous, and my hands were cold and clammy. I walked further down the hall until I found a shining light peeking through a cracked wooden door that looked hundreds of years old. I peeked through a slit in the door. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. 20 or so tall, human-like figures clothed in Egyptian robes, wearing masks that looked like the face of Ra, wrapping dozens of corpses in cloth. There, sitting next to them, were vases that I could only imagine were holding the victims' internal organs. I read somewhere that mummification had been a gruesome process, in which the person being mummified would have their insides picked out. I recalled that the brain was the worst part. They would take a long hook and insert it through the corpse's nose, and pluck out bits of the brain piece by piece. I nearly vomited when I saw my crew's uniforms on the floor next to the tables. I had to get out of there. I was exhausted, horrified, and losing my mind. As I was backing up, I tripped over a stone and made a large thud. There was no way they couldn't have heard that. I hastily got up and sprinted back the way I came. But this was different. The hallways, they changed. I specifically remember taking two lefts and a right, but there was no right. I thought I must have made a wrong turn, but there was no time to backtrack. I could already hear footsteps coming from down the hall. I darted into the room on my left, hoping that the things chasing me hadn't noticed. I didn't get a clear look at them, but they were not human. I waited inside the dark room until I heard the creatures pass by. I must have waited 30 minutes in the dark. I was too scared to move. I gathered my courage and pulled myself off the ground. I grabbed an unlit torch out of my bag and a match to light it. I always carry a few supplies when I go underground. I learned that from my trip in the Smoky Mountains. I lit the torch, and from what I knew, it should last for 4 hours. As I explored this dark room, it was larger than I thought. I estimated that it was about 200 feet wide and 300 feet wide. As I walked into the center of the room, I bumped into a small box-like structure about knee-high. I held my torch over it to see what I had bumped into. It was a coffin. As I searched the room, there were more. Hundreds of them. Whatever this place was, I shouldn't be here. I ran out of the room, focusing on the task at hand, and I had to get out of this place. I ran down the hallways, aimlessly searching for an exit, still cautious of the masked creatures. And then I remembered I had my compass on my pouch. I pulled it out. It was strange. The dial was spiraling around and around. It was useless. I dropped it there and kept going. Still wandering aimlessly through the halls, I went through these halls for a matter of minutes when I rediscovered the compass I had dropped. But this was a totally different compass. It was rusted and looked like it could fall apart at any moment. I was dumbfounded. This couldn't have been my compass. But who else would leave one down here, and for so long at that? I was tired of wandering around aimlessly. It wasn't getting me anywhere. I had almost given up hope. I sat down right there and started to think of all the people who would miss me. My family back home, my friends. I didn't know what I would tell the crew's loved ones. I grew very depressed. I took out my knife. I looked at the blade, contemplating if it was worth it to end it there and now. I held it to my throat, so close that I could feel it already scratching my neck. And then, I thought my ears were ringing, but no. I think it was... It couldn't be. There was a sort of drilling sound coming from above. Sand started spilling out onto my shirt. I gathered myself and hopped out of the way. I heard a small voice from above me saying, "Get out of the way!" I was so happy that someone was coming for me that I wasn't paying attention. Then, a large boom. A piece of rubble came down on me and I was knocked out. When I woke up, I was in an uncomfortable chair, sitting next to men and women in business suits. I was in the airport about to board my flight to my digging site. I felt like I had woken up from the strangest dream. I checked my bag to make sure I had everything I needed because my head was still fuzzy from that nap I had. I found that my compass was missing, which was weird because I never go out without it. I thought I forgot it and went on. When I arrived at the gate where my plane was boarding, it had already left. I got a message from my boss asking where I was, and if I didn't get back to the office, I'd be fired. I asked him about the site in Egypt. He denied that there ever was one. I was puzzled. I couldn't have imagined this whole thing. Out of the fear of losing my job, I ran outside, called a taxi, and got back to my office, and started on a boatload of paperwork. I reached into my bag looking for my plane ticket to get the information so I could refund it, but the ticket was missing. I checked my bank account to see if I had ever made the purchase, but it was still at $420,000 in savings. After that day, I started getting nightmares about people on tables being dissected by monsters. My psychologist says my dream represents my fear of leaving the city, but I don't know. Anyways, my psychologist also said I should be writing down my dreams in detail, so I put them here.